This is your host, Danny, and this is Word Power from English Plus Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about tropical rainforests, and we're going to learn 10 new words in the context of our topic for today. Let me tell you about the words we're going to learn in today's episode. First, we're going to learn encumbrance, biome, stupendous, stable, forage, ferret, dank, luxuriant, camouflage, and dappled. So you might know some of these words, you might not, but even the words you know, you're going to learn a lot more about them when you see them in this context of this beautiful topic, tropical rainforest. Now, before I start, let me tell you that there are two links in the description of the episode. One is going to take you to my website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com, where you will go to this custom post I created for this episode. There you will have a chance to practice everything we're learning here, and it's very important. If you really want to keep these words in your active vocabulary bank, go to the website, take the link, and take your English with it to the next level. There are interactive activities and a PDF downloadable worksheet you can use to practice and review the words afterwards. And now, without further ado, let's start talking about tropical rainforests. Rainforests were once thought to be little more than bothersome encumbrances to exploration and civilized development. This is no longer the case. Today, people throughout the world are beginning to realize that a rich variety of plants and animals are sheltered in the rainforests. Like a desert, a tropical rainforest is a biome with its own unique climate, plants, and animals. Trees that grow up to 150 feet in height from a canopy that holds most of the food sources for the animals that live in them. Tropical mammals who live at these heights have learned a variety of ways to move about. Gibbons and spider monkeys swing from branch to branch while other animals make stupendous leaps from one tree to another. For extra stability, tropical porcupines and monkeys wrap their tails around branches. Sandwiched between the forest floor and the treetops is a layer of natural growth called the understory. The dim light at this level has been filtered through the forest's canopy. Here, thin-trunked trees sprout leaves that look like partially closed umbrellas, which have been bent to catch the scarce sunlight. Leaf-eating animals forage on these lush, leafy trees. The trees also attract insect-eating birds that travel the tree trunks and ferret out the insects that are dining on the rotting wood. The cool, dank forest floor is blanketed with moss and wet leaves. Only 1% of the sunlight shining on the canopy reaches the ground. The luxuriant vegetation includes rare and strange flowers and other plants, many of which have medicinal value. Two-thirds of the medicines used today were first made from rainforest plants. Many animals lay hidden among the layers of leaves and moss. A close look reveals the natural camouflage that helps conceal them. A leopard's dappled coat keeps it well hidden in the shadows, while the leafy-looking shell of a matamata turtle blends in with dead leaves floating down a stream. So, that was our story about rainforests, tropical rainforests. And I know, we can talk for hours and hours about rainforests, but of course, the best way to watch these things is actually, as I said, to watch these things. There are thousands of documentaries that you can watch and explore this amazing world. But for our purposes, we have this topic and we have 10 words that we're going to learn from this topic. Again, let me remind you, these words are encumbrance, biome, stupendous, stable, forage, ferret, dank, luxuriant, camouflage, and dappled. And now, without further ado, let's start with our very first word, encumbrance. So the first word is encumbrance. E-N-C-U-M-B-R-A-N-C-E. Encumbrance. Now let's take a look at how we use that in context. We said rainforests were once thought to be little more than bothersome encumbrances to exploration and civilized development. What do we mean by saying encumbrance? An encumbrance is something or someone that encumbers you. Well, that doesn't explain anything, right? I'm just saying that an encumbrance is something that encumbers you. Wow, you've explained it well. Now, obviously, I'm just saying that an encumbrance is a noun and something that encumbers you. What does that mean? If you are encumbered by something, it prevents you from moving freely or doing what you want. Maybe because you're carrying a lot of things and you can't move freely because of them. Maybe because you're wearing a lot of clothes and you want to run or something or even walk, but the too many clothes you're wearing are encumbering you, an encumbrance. So the rainforest was once considered an encumbrance to exploration and civilized development. Obviously not anymore, or at least for most people, most enlightened people, I would have to say, this is not an encumbrance anymore. It's a biological treasure we have in those rainforests, and we need to protect them. But anyway, the word encumbrance, just like saying burden, weight, load, difficulty, something that prevents you from moving freely, something that makes your movement difficult because you have a burden. Okay, that was our first word, encumbrance. Now the next word is biome, B-I-O-M-E. Let's take a look at how we use that in context. We said like a desert, a tropical rainforest is a biome with its own unique climate, plants, and animals. What do we mean by biome? Is it something like ecosystem or habitat? Well, actually it is. A biome is a major ecological community extending over a large area and usually characterized by a dominant vegetation. So we do not say biome about the garden or the backyard. This is not a biome. A biome, we're talking about tropical rainforests. That is a biome because it has to be very big. It's like an ecosystem, a habitat. So that was our second word, biome. Now for the next word, which I like very much, to be honest, stupendous. Now here, the word stupendous, when we start with stupend, you might think it has to do with stupid, which has absolutely nothing to do with stupid. It is just the opposite. Stupendous, S-T-U-P-E-N-D-O-U-S, stupendous. Now first, before I explain it, let's just see how we used it in context. We said gibbons and spider monkeys swing from branch to branch while other animals make stupendous leaps from one tree to another. So what do we mean by stupendous? It is something wonderful, brilliant, amazing. Something that is stupendous is surprisingly impressive or large or both, impressively large or something like that. But it is definitely not stupid. Don't mistake this word for stupid. Stupid is, everybody knows what stupid means. But stupendous is something wonderful, brilliant, amazing, stunning, something like that. That was stupendous. Now for the next word, stable. S-T-A-B-L-E. Now, stable can be the stables for horses and stuff like that. But here, we're talking about it as an adjective. Now, here in the context of our story, we used the noun from stable. We said stability. We said for extra stability, tropical porcupines and monkeys wrap their tails around branches. So what is the meaning of stability or stable? Obviously, the adjective stable. If an object is stable, it is firmly fixed in position and is not likely to move or fall. Now, in the case of our monkey friends or porcupines, they wrap their tails around the branches because they don't want to fall off trees, especially we're talking about very tall trees, right? So they need stability. They need to be fixed in position so that they're not likely to move or fall. That is the meaning of stable. But stable, of course, has a lot of other meanings. But we care about the meaning we have in our context here, or obviously stable. And now for our next word, forage. F-O-R-A-G-E. Let's take a look at how we use that in context. We said leaf-eating animals forage these lush, leafy trees. When you forage something, when animals actually forage, what does that mean? They simply search for food. Now, it's like saying hunting, but it's not exactly hunting because it can be just for fruits. I mean, human beings used to forage. We used to do that a long time ago before we invented tools that allowed us to hunt animals. And even today, of course, we still forage because that is an important source of food. But maybe back in the day, it was the only way to feed ourselves. We couldn't hunt animals. We were just like other animals, foraging. That means searching for food. And here, leaf-eating animals forage on these lush leafy trees. That was our word, forage. And ferret is a close word, but it's not exactly like forage. Ferret has a different meaning here. Now, ferret is spelled F-E-R-R-E-T. Let's see how we use that in context. We said the trees also attract insect-eating birds that travel the tree trunks and ferret out the insects that are dining on the rotting wood. Everything in the forest has its uses. The wood of the trees, or at least part of it, rots. Insects come, and when insects come, birds come as well, and a lot of other animals that feed on insects. But our word here, ferret. We said those insect-eating birds travel the tree trunks and ferret out the insects. What does that mean? If you ferret out something, you discover it by searching for it very thoroughly. And that's exactly what birds do. They search for insects very thoroughly to find the insects. But by the way, ferret out is not only used for insects or in the tropical forests or for those insect-eating birds. We can use ferret for information as well. If you ferret something out, like information, you discover it by searching for it very thoroughly. So ferret out is not only used for insects in the forest. No, you can use it for information as well. Ferret out. Okay, so that was our word. The next word, dank, D-A-N-K. How did we use that? What did we use this word to describe? Well, we used this word to describe the forest floor. We said the cool, dank forest floor is blanketed with moss and wet leaves. What does that mean when something is dank, a dank place? Now, we use that especially for underground places like a cave. Now, here, of course, it's not underground. When we talk about the forest floor, it's not exactly underground, but it is like a cave because the sunlight doesn't reach the ground floor, or at least just 1% of the sunlight reaches the floor. So it is almost like a cave. So a dank place. We use it especially, as I said, to describe an underground place. And in this case here, for the rainforest or for the tropical rainforest, it's perfectly fine to use it. What does it mean? It means it's unpleasantly damp and cold. It's like when we talk about something that is moist, damp, and it is not pleasant. Dank is not a positive adjective. Imagine if you have a dank basement. You wouldn't want to go to this basement. You will have to find a solution for this basement before you go in and put your stuff and do things, I don't know, whatever they are. So here, this is definitely not a positive word. It describes an unpleasantly damp and cold place, especially underground. Now for our next word, luxuriant. L-U-X-U-R-I-A-N-T. Luxuriant. What does that mean? Before we know what it means, let's take a look at how we use that in context. We said the luxuriant vegetation includes rare and strange flowers and other plants, many of which have medicinal value. Now, we're still talking about the forest floor, and the vegetation there is luxuriant. When we talk about luxuriant plants, trees, and gardens, that means they're large, healthy, and growing well. Another word for that is, like we say, rich, abundant, or lush. So luxuriant is obviously a very good word. And guess what? We use this word as well to describe hair. We can say luxuriant hair. Because if you picture it in your mind, you think about a forest that is luxuriant or vegetation that's luxuriant and think about the hair that is luxuriant. Well, it's kind of the same image, right? So that is our word, luxuriant. We are left with two more words, camouflage and dappled. Let's take camouflage head on. Now, camouflage is spelled C-A-M-O-U-F-L-A-G-E. What does that mean? Or before we do that, let's see how we use it in context. We said a close look. Again, we're talking about the forest floor. A close look reveals the natural camouflage that helps conceal those animals. We're talking about some animals that are concealed. You can't see them because of the natural camouflage. So what is camouflage actually? Now, camouflage is the way in which some animals are colored and shaped so that they cannot easily be seen in their natural surroundings. Now, some of them are like chameleons. They change their colors, but some of them are naturally colored in a way that suits their surroundings. So you can't spot them easily. So that is a kind of natural camouflage. Now, of course, when we talk about camouflage for army people, that will have to be artificial camouflage, not natural. They paint their suits and they put some branches and stuff like that. I'm sure you've seen that in movies. And that is exactly camouflage. But here we're not talking about this artificial camouflage. We're talking about the rainforest. We're talking about animals who live there, who've lived there for a very long time, and they adapted to their surroundings in a way that it's very difficult to spot them because of this disguise, this camouflage. All right? So that is our word, camouflage. Now for our last word for today, dappled. D-A-P-P-L-E-D. Let's take a look at how we use that in context. We said a leopard's dappled coat keeps it well hidden in the shadows. So we're talking about a leopard, and we're talking about the dappled coat of a leopard. So obviously it is a word to describe the coat of the leopard. What does it mean? Well, we use dappled to describe something that has dark and light patches on it, or that is made up of patches of light and shade, just like the coat of a leopard. So it's like we're saying it's spotted or speckled. That is the meaning of dappled. And that was the last word for our episode today. I hope you learned a lot. I hope you learned more about the words that you already knew. That's the best part in Word Power. Some of the words are new, are completely new, which is perfect because that is exactly why we're here. We're here to build our vocabulary. But I really like it when you have a word that you already know, but you learn something new about this word within this episode. I really like that the most, to be honest. And I hope you got some of that and you got some new words and you enjoyed the topic in general, tropical rainforests. With that being said, this is your host, Danny. I would like to thank you very much for listening to another episode from English Plus Podcast. I will see you next time.